Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic
hits. I'm an online coach with a twist. My social media brings the sauce. My account is designed around making people happy, whether it be fitness advice, dating advice, or mental health awareness. I do a lot of sexual chat on reels and stories, as well, because it gets the people going. In a fitness world full of chicken and rice, I'm the sriracha sauce. And I have a little bit of audio here just to give you an idea of what we're talking about here, okay? So this is Emmett. Have a quick listen.
When I was my most unhappy, I didn't ask myself the tough questions that needed to be asked. Does that person you're digging make you feel happy, or do they make you feel horny? If the answer isn't yes to both, then what are you in it for?
I don't know if we can come up with a better intro than that. So welcome to the show, Emmett McKenna. How are you?
Well, what is happening? I'm all good, thanks, Niall.
How about you? I should be trying to kind of imitate the accent, although that would have been a bit racist. How about you, Emmett? How are you keeping?
I am all good. I'm 100%. I've just
tell us exactly what you do, because I suppose you're a cheeky online coach, aren't you, really?
I am indeed, yes. So I'm in a very saturated market. I'm an online fitness coach, so I coach people, getting them into the best shape of their lives, but what I use my social media for is to really make people happy. So I try to bring a bit of humor to it, try to bring a bit of crack, and also educate people at the same time. So that's what I'm about.
I mean, there's a whole kind of new wave of young Irish people who are taking over, you know, this kind of online wellness motivation world and making money at it too. I mean, I hope you're making money.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, as ironic as it is, I'm not doing it for the good of my health.
Yeah, this is true. There is irony in that, isn't there? What sort of people are logging in? I'm assuming you do this online, do you?
Yeah, so I online coach through my app, which I brought out a couple of months ago. So that's how I coach people. I coach people around the world, whether they be in Thailand, America, Australia, you name it. So it's just what's happening at the minute is that coaching has changed over the last couple of years. So it used to be standing in a gym counting reps. That's still an occupation, but this way here I find gets far better results, because really what it is, you know, you're holding the person's hand throughout, because you're round the clock support and that kind of thing. So,
and is it one to one? Is it one on one, or is it a group thing?
Yeah, it's one to one. So I tailor their diet plan and training program, and then I do a check in with them every week, going through their everything down to their stress, to their happy space, everything like that. How they getting on. Some of them even touch base with their sex life. You never know what's going to be said.
And why would they be talking about their sex life to you? Because I believe you're a good-looking chap. So would they be talking?
<Thanks very much. laughs>
Well, I it's not that I'm that way inclined, but I believe from female members of staff that you may be a good-looking chap. Okay, so I mean, so do they just come out with their do they just come out with their sex life information to you? Did they just give you this information?
Yes, actually, yeah. So sometimes they'll just let me know that their sex life's starting to get back on track again, or some of the girls recently who've come on board have told me that they're going on their first date this Sunday or whatever, and then I tell them what to look out for with regards to red flags and stuff. So,
what should they look out for? What are the red flags, by the way?
Well, if they're saying one thing and doing another, that's generally a good indication that they're maybe not what they're actually saying they are.
Okay.
I mean, the other one would be if it barks like a dog, it walks like a dog. And it's a dog. There's a good chance of a dog.
Exactly, yeah. Or quacks like a duck. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And, okay, so let's say I come to you, you know, and I go, Emmett, you know, I mean, look at me. I'm 12 stone. I'm 60 years of age. I smoke. I have bad eating habits. I drink 4 cans of Red Bull a day. I'm your worst nightmare. So what are you going to do with me?
Well, first thing is I'm going to say is that really we'll try and break down barriers. So that's how I operate. So with yourself, then the first thing I would do, and that would be the big red flag for me, would be the Red Bull. So I would tell you, right, okay, so we need to reduce that down a bit. How we're going to do that, I'm going to give you a diet plan that's going to provide you with a lot of energy so that you're feeling energized rather than taking out caffeine to then give you a boost and then crash straight after.
Repeat that again. What would you replace the Red Bull with?
I would try and tailor your diet so that there was a lot more, it was giving you more energy. So really what I would say is there's a hole in your armor really when it comes to your food. If you're feeling like you're going to crash and then needing a Red Bull to give you a boost again.
Well, that's why I do it. Because I work, I work quite hard. I work a lot of hours every day. And I find that the Red Bull, like when I get up in the morning, right, I'll have a cup of tea, you know, and I potter around for a few minutes. Then I have to come out to my studio and I'm doing a podcast during the day. I need to get my brain in gear. And I find I'm sluggish. And then I drink the can of Red Bull. I don't want me to promote Red Bull here, by the way. I'm not trying to. But if I drink the can of Red Bull, I find I'm perked up fairly quickly. So how do I replace that Red Bull?
Yeah, well, basically what you're wanting is energy that's slow release then at the start of the day. So that then you're feeling fuller and you're actually have energy releasing throughout the day. What I would say in turn as well is caffeine-wise, you wouldn't want to drink caffeine until you've already had your first meal, looking at about 11 o'clock, so that then it's actually working for you rather than giving you that perk initially and then you're getting a crash by 11 o'clock. You want to be feeling, if you're going, if you need caffeine, you want to be drinking it a wee bit later in the morning, so then it's lasting you for longer in the day. That would
right,
be what
okay.
I suggest that from.
Yeah, I'm going from one crash to the next, I suppose, when I'm drinking four of them a day. So what about eating habits? Do you recommend eating more but eating more often? Or do you eat less in less doses? I mean, what do you recommend?
Well, on that front there, it depends really. It's goal dependent. Like, so if you're trying to lose fat, then obviously you want to be trying to remain fuller. So you want to be having high protein. You want to be having high volume, so plenty of vegetables. If you're trying to bulk up, then it's more to do with your macronutrient balance. So whether you're having, you know, more carbs in your diet to provide more energy, but also getting them calories in because you're trying to bulk up a bit. So it all depends really on your goals on that front.
Yeah, see, I feel
what
reasonably fit.
I
mean, I'm reasonably fit. When I say I'm reasonably fit, I'm not going to run to the shop rant like that. I drive. But in saying that, I'd like to be just a little bit fitter. I mean, I think I'm in reasonably good health for my age at 60 years of age. I think I look okay. Could look a bit better, I suppose. You know what I mean? So I suppose I just want to buff up a little bit.
Okay, yeah. Well, then in that case, then if you're on a low enough body fat percentage, then I'd be happy enough to give you some extra food and get you training a bit, but keep your cardio high to keep you lean, so that then you're not putting on excess body fat. You're always going to put on a small bit when we're bulking you up a wee bit, but then in turn, once we're happy with the amount of muscle we've put on, then I'd trim you back down again, so that then we'd show off that lovely set of abs that you grow.
Yeah. Yeah, and well, I have a 2-pack at the moment, not a 6-pack. I have a 2-pack. Do I need to do a lot of exercise? I mean, some people would suggest to you that exercise, look, it works for some people, it doesn't work for everybody. But I suppose, what sort of exercise is best? Is it best to do those kind of push-ups and the knee-ups, or is it best just to go for a walk?
Well, I mean, it depends again. So for you, like, I mean, honestly, with weightlifting, I think it's... I think everybody should really partake in weightlifting personally in some form or another, because it's great for your joint health, you know, as well as your overall health, I think, in that way. Walking, of course, like, I feel like us as a human race should be all walking, and we should be moving a lot more than we do. A lot of the time we're spent sitting on a sofa, sitting at a desk, sitting and working from their bedroom, you know, you name it. Like, so I think that the society aren't active enough in general. So in turn, up in that level, and then up in your gym level or activity level, whether that be in cardio sort of form or in gym based. Depends on what you prefer, but you can get results whatever way you want.
I mean, who primarily would be your audience? I mean, are they young people? Are they a little bit of everything? Are they older people? Who primarily are the audience?
My audience actually most recently has been women, really, but that's more to do with my social media engagement.
I've been told that, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. I was just doing a Q&A there. And it seemed nobody asked me any fitness questions at all. They're just asking all of the things.
Are you single? Yeah. Are you single? Are you single?
I am, yes.
Yeah, okay, ladies, he's single, okay, and yeah, I believe he's attractive. I haven't actually. Jane, send me a photograph of him there. Throw me in a photograph on the screen. I haven't seen this guy. Okay.
Haven't done your homework yet, what?
I haven't seen you. I don't know what you look like. I've been told by staff here what you look like. All right, okay. Would you stop out of that, Jane? I'm better looking than him. Anyway, how do you deal with the pressure, I suppose? You know what I mean? Because it is a bit of pressure on you now, isn't it, to kind of stay relevant and continue doing what you're doing.
Well, I mean, on that front then, I actually keep my circle high vibrations, really. So yesterday, you actually had somebody on your show there a couple of weeks ago who I was with, a friend down on there, Caroline. I keep around people like that who, you know, like we went for a dip yesterday morning, like a cold water dip. Things like that, trying to keep the head sharp. That, and to be honest, just trying to remain relevant is quite easy, in my opinion, just because generally I take everyday topics, that everyday struggles that people are going through, and then try and just word it on camera in some form or another. Like, that's kind of what I'm about. So I it's difficult, like, don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm not perfect at the end of the day, but I certainly just try. What I do is I put up polls all the time and ask, what kind of content would you like? And people just keep saying, just keep doing what you're doing. So that's what I'm doing.
Yeah. And by the way, are you on the lookout for a suitable, you know, partner?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm always open to meeting that special person, of course. Like, but I mean, at the end of the day, I'm very comfortable in my own skin. So I'm not like, it's not like I'm seeking it out, but I'm certainly open to it.
Well, by the way, what's going on with young men in the world at the moment? I mean, they're kind of, maybe this is just me that's noticing this, but they're losing their masculinity. And I don't know. I mean, what's happening with young men that we're dating? I'm hearing more and more from women that guys don't pay for the first meal and all this kind of, they don't do the gentlemanly things. There's no chivalry left and there's no masculinity left. What's going on with these lads?
You're well testing me here, big lad. Yeah, well, on that front there, really, I think that it's a double-edged sword. Like, I think that, yes, males in general, I'm finding, aren't as masculine, and that can be coming from a couple of different aspects. I can come from the side of the kind of work that they're taking part in now. You know, it can come from their attitude, easy access things like choosing OnlyFans or porn or whatever, and just they're expecting everything at their fingertips. But at the same time, I think that girls as well have a bit of an attitude as well on that front. You know, it's both sides of the coin. You know, like, there's a sort of attitude on that side where they expect to be a boss and all that stuff too. So I think both people are counteracting each other, and it's creating a very difficult dating scene for as a whole, I believe, for everybody. So I actually sympathize for anybody at the minute who's trying. I get asked all the time, how can I meet somebody? And I'm like, I sympathize with you. It's difficult at the minute. Like,
yeah, I've spoken to female members of staff here, and they often tell me, you know, there was one or two in particular, they just can't find a decent man anymore. And I said, surely there's some of them out there, like me. But I'm married, mind you.
I think the thing about it is like, with that front, a lot of, what I find is a lot of women say they can't find a decent man, but yet they want a bad boy. They want somebody to treat them poorly, and you go, well, that doesn't make sense.
You want somebody who's
a decent man, look after you, rare family with and all that there, but at the same time, you want somebody who treats you mean and everything else, so it's make up your mind kind of thing. But at the same time, the guys at the same time have the patience of a goldfish, you know, so we're expecting everything at our fingertips, so it works both ways. So I get it. I can understand how it can be.
I mean, you mentioned OnlyFans there a few minutes ago. Is that a road that you would ever go down yourself?
I get asked this all the time. So, no, I don't need to. My butler and about, or sorry, my, I'm going to get on that in a second. My online coaching business is going very well. So that's what I'm planning on increasing, and then maybe looking at different things from that. But I did use to do Butler in the Bus a few years ago, like with like Naked Butler. So I think that's as far as they go with the taking off the clothes. Like.
Yeah. And by the way, do you think, you mentioned pornography a few minutes ago. Is pornography healthy?
I don't think it is, really. I think that it creates a false sort of idea for both genders or for every gender. I say, like, you know, males.
Look at you being all politically correct with your every gender.
No,
but go on.
I'll
let you away with that.
I think the thing about it is like, lads are getting this idea in their head that that's actually what a girl's going to be like in the bedroom. Like, when
And
it's probably not. And it's the same with a girl. You know, I don't know. I don't think all Irish men are running about with 12ers. Like, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
That's one of them things. you know.
Okay, so if somebody wants to come to you, what's the best way they can communicate or contact you? You mentioned you've an app, so what's the name of the app?
My app is for my clients, so my app is EPT Online, but that wouldn't be the best way to contact me. The best way to get me would be on my Instagram or TikTok, which is AmitMcKenna_PT. So get on and drop me a follow, hit me up, watch my stories, my Q&A's tonight, we're good crack, so.
Okay, so for people to know, it's AmitMcKenna_PT. That's AmitMcKenna_PT, TikTok and Instagram. I know Instagram, people have a lot of followers, and I know you do too. But how TikTok, how's that going for you? Because that's a hard one to crack. You can be lucky or unlucky with TikTok, I suppose.
Yeah, so I'm a wee bit older. I'm 31, like, so I only got TikTok this year. So I found it difficult enough to break through the last week or so. Started to gain a couple of thousand more followers, but really, instantly, Facebook was the one that grew quickest for me, then Instagram, and then TikTok starting to catch up a wee bit. So they're all different platforms, and you have to post different kind of content for each one.
I know, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm one of these people who kind of goes to bed, and for 20 minutes I'll put myself to sleep while watching TikTok videos, right? But when you watch TikTok, you know, I see people putting up really good content and get no hits on it, and then I see somebody putting up, you know, a bottle falling off a building, and there's like 4 million hits. And I'm going, but the thing is, I find myself watching the bottle falling off the building. So what I'm saying, it's the weirdest things that seem to attract people on TikTok. It's odd.
Well, I think on that, I think our attention span as a whole these days is really short. So it's all about getting your attention in the first two seconds, really. So on TikTok, the people that are performing the highest, or on all platforms, really, the thing. People that are performing the highest are grabbing your attention consistently throughout. So if you see on TikTok, you see people making, like, throwing a bottle off a building and all that kind of stuff there. If you're just watching it, you're nearly, like, half listening to what they're saying, but you're more watching the images on the screen, you know, that kind of thing. So that, and also people do judge you by your followers. So I do it myself. So as soon as if you come across somebody's content, but then you look and there's nobody liked it or nobody followed it, you'll generally slide on. That's what most people do anyway, from what I gather, from when I ask people on the Q&As and stuff like that.
I've been also told to say hello to your mother, by the way, who's listening.
She is indeed. She kept telling me, being like, what turns it on at?
Jeez, I'm sorry now I mentioned the porn to you.
she's
used to you. What's your mother's name?
Mairead Delhaney.
Mairead, hi, how are you? Your son, you should be proud of him. You should be proud of him. He's doing well. And he's a big hit with the ladies, because I'm looking at some of the texts coming in. People have obviously Googled you while I'm talking, right? Somebody said, he sounds perfect. Oh, another text in here. I've just Googled him. What a good-looking man he is. Yeah, well, okay, whatever.
My head won't fit out the door here at this
rate. Well, look, if people want to follow you on Instagram, it's AmitMcKenna_PT. That's AmitMcKenna_PT. If you want to change your life, if you want to get motivated, and sure, look, maybe he can help you get into the world of wellness, motivation, and make money too. And also, you want to buff yourself up and look a little bit like me or Emmett, well, you know, just go on there and follow Emmett, and he shall certainly look after you. Emmett, it's been wonderful talking to you. You're a lovely guy.
Thanks very much. It's been an absolute pleasure getting to know you. Thank you.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.